Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Well, we've been looking at Noah and some things that Noah forsook. And we've talked about how that Noah forsook the culture, how that he forsook cost. I don't know, you know, we don't have any reference as to who funded the building of the ark. We don't have anything in our Bible, I guess, that shows that. But somebody paid for it. And I think that when you're invested in things of the Lord, you kind of forsake the cost. And you just go on and you know that our reward is not here. But one of these days, our reward, and it's going to be in heaven, and we're going to get to receive that reward one of these days. And I'd say that that's some of that precious stones, that gold and silver and precious stones that comes forth. I believe that you ought to invest in what you love. Amen. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, what a blessing it's been. We're going to look now. This is part number 3 of the message. Hope it's been a blessing to you on things that Noah forsook. This will be part 3.
Look at verse number 15. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. Do you think that Noah walked around and said, you know what, I just don't know how long to make it. I just don't know how wide to make it. I just don't know how high to make it. No, Noah had specific instructions from God on how to build the ark. There may have been some areas where Noah used some imagination and got some things that he wanted in there too. But when it came to what God wanted, Noah fulfilled what the Bible said to do when it came to building the ark. Look at verse 21. And take thou unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it into thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. That's verse 21. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, so God has given the dimensions of the ark. God has given the height, God's given the width, God's given the length, God's told him that he's got to pitch it in and out, God's told him he's got to make a door and a window and rooms, and he's told him it's got to be made out of what kind of wood? Gopher wood, specifically gopher wood, and God said, this is the way I want you to do it. Now there's the task, I've laid it before you. Now, if you will, just go ahead and start building it, because you're going to need it. Eventually, you're going to need this thing. You need to set out and get to it. You say, preacher, when do you think that Noah began building the ark? As soon as God gave the instruction, Noah went to building. Noah went into the design projects. I think that Noah went to the architect portion of it. I think Noah went out there and God began it through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, began to give him a design work in his mind. He began to draw those things out, amen, and how that God wanted it to be done. But let me ask you a question. Who funded this project? I don't read this, okay? I'm asking you, who funded this project? I mean, you got to think, God gave the dimensions, God gave the size, God told him to pitch it. God told him all these. So who paid for the construction of the ark? We say, well, you know, Noah didn't have to pay himself. You know, he got 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They all working for free. I get that. But this wasn't no project that lasted a few days. You still got to live. You still got to put bread on the table. Who funded this project? Can I tell you something, friend? I believe, and I heard y'all say it. You know, God supplied the need. I get that. But don't you think for 1 second that Noah didn't put something into it? I would say it this way, that if God asked me to build an ark today, I don't know how I would do it. I don't know where the money would come from. I don't know how the funding would go. But remember what I said, faith don't ask to see. Faith just trusts God. So if you're going to walk in this life and you're going to trust God by faith, I want to remind you it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. I believe that Noah drained his bank account. I believe that Noah used every available resource that he had. Maybe Noah sold his house. Maybe Noah gave up and sold the business to which he had. But he gave everything to this one project that God has asked him to do. I want to talk to you just a minute about operating by faith. Can I tell you, I think that there's a lot of you that are here this tonight. You're looking for something to do. You want God to use you. And sometimes we're looking for the grandest thing. We want God to put us on this. We want God to put us over this committee and this team and that team. Friend, it may just simply be this. God wants you to build an ark. While Noah was a preacher, his wife wasn't. While Noah was a preacher, his three sons weren't. You say, what'd they do? They nailed pegs. They sawed wood. They done some work, amen. They done the work that it took to get the ark built in the construction process. Can I say that's what we're doing? We're developing a place where people can come and be saved. They can come here, hear the gospel preached, leave different than when they came, and get on board. Amen. That's the goal. But it takes your participation and it takes your help. It's going to cost you something. There was a cost to this thing. Y'all know what Philippians said. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. Sometimes that's after. That comes after we've already stepped out on faith. Noah forsook the call. Noah said, I don't care, God, whatever you want me to do, whatever the plan is, I give you my time, I give you my resources, I give you my tools, I give you my bank account. I'm yours. God, if you want me to build an ark, I'm willing to build. And God used Noah to put the pen to the paper and build the ark. Not only do we see that Noah forsook the culture, he forsook the cost, but let me give you this last one. Noah forsook his convenience. Look at verse 14. Look at verse 14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make it. I shall pitch it within and without with pitch. That section right there that says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Gopher wood. You say, preacher, what's the big deal about gopher wood? Gopher wood. It was only mentioned once in Scripture. Only mentioned one time in the whole Bible. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Now, I know that, man, there's been some Bible scholars and other people trying to figure out what gopher wood is. And one man said, this is what it is. And another person said, no, this is what it is. Listen, I don't know what it is. But I do know this. God said, I want you to make it out of gopher wood. I don't want you to make it out of an oak. I don't want you to make it out of a maple. I don't want you to make it out of anything. I just want you to make it out of a gopher wood. I want you to think about this forsaken convenience. I was over at the Ark Encounter. How many's been to the Ark? Raise your hand. Amen. All right. Do y'all remember the model? There was a model there of the Ark and it being built. And the forest and all the trees being cut down around that ark. Y'all remember seeing that? And you see the stumps. First couple of days building the ark wasn't too bad. You cut the tree down and put it, you know, sawed up, put it in there. But then after a while, after we got the bottom built, but now things are progressing upward and we're having to get the roof section done, and so now it's requiring you can't just go cut it, drag it 3 or 4 feet to the ark and done. Now we're having to go out. I don't know, but I'm imagining in my mind because I know how kids are. I bet you Shem, Ham, and Japheth, one of them propped up and said, "You know what, Shem? Whew, I'm getting tired of going out there for them gopher wood trees. I'm getting sick and tired, man. Let's just cut this oak down right here." And we'll put it in. Daddy ain't going to know no difference. Shem said, I don't know. We better run that by the boss first. And old Ham said, you know what? I think you're right. Let's just throw my maple in. I'm getting tired of dragging them gopher woods from way out yonder. They said, Daddy, look. Dad, Noah, we're getting tired of going and getting them gopher woods. Can you mind if we throw an oak in? And Dad said, ain't no way, boys. Y'all do that, and it'll be the end of your career and mine too. God said, go get the gopher woods. And I don't care, boys, if y'all got to drive 40 miles to go get them. y'all better go get the gopher wood trees. And I better not catch a toothpick of oak on this ark, because God said to build it out of gopher wood. I tell you, say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm talking about compromising. I'm talking about, man, here and there. What we're doing is we're trying to mix the worldly culture in with the church today to make, and God said it ain't going to work, amen. We got to stay with holiness. We got to stay with the truth, amen. We got to stay with the Word of God says, amen. There's no other prescription on how to get saved other than going by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't come up a different way. If you do, you're a thief and a robber. The Bible said that. When it came to that of floating, the Bible said this, that Noah went into the ark, him and his family. Y'all know the story. And, you know, I don't know that Noah didn't even call them animals. I don't know how would you call a giraffe? You know how we do. We call the dog like this. Come on. You know. And I don't know how you call chickens, cock-a-doodle-doo or something. Amen. We don't find that in scriptures. God's creation instinctively knew that they were going on board two by two, even though food animals and even the sacrificial animals, they do. It was time to board. They all got on the inside, and the Bible said this. The Bible said that God shut the door. I don't know about you, but to me, after building what God said to go build, when that door shut, Noah didn't shut the door. God shut the door. And after building that, I'm believing Noah, with some fear and some trembling, maybe sat down and said, look, Lord, I've done it to the best of my ability. I've done it under the description that you give me. And God, I'm here and I'm trying my best to trust you. God, I don't have a steering wheel, and God, I don't have a rudder. I've got to trust you to get us to the other side. Can I tell you, I'm sitting here by faith tonight. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm just waiting on the Lord. I don't have a steering wheel. I don't have a rudder. But by faith, I'm walking towards the things of God. And I'm saying, all right, God, take us to where we need to go. While standing in there, and that spirit of, I believe there's a reverence that come upon them boys whenever that door shut. They heard them raindrops begin to hit the outside and begin to run down the sides, and they could maybe, I don't know, hear the screams of the people on the outside. And about the time that the waters begin to get up a little bit, and as the ark began to move just a hair or two, I believe one of them boys said, Daddy, you think it's going to float? You think we'll make it, Dad? You think we did it right? I believe old Noah said, hey, boys, yeah, we're going to be all right. You know why? Because we didn't put no oak in it. We didn't put no maple in it. We didn't compromise the plan of God. We stuck by the stuff. And what God said, we did what God said to do. We built it according to God's dimensions. We built it according to God's plan. And it'll flow, and we're going to make it to the other side. We're going to be just fine. You hang in here and see. And I tell you, church, we got to stay with the stuff. We better not compromise in our day. Amen. Look here, if I die, I could die tonight. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Don't you get somebody to compromise on the stuff. You get you somebody. Amen. If I'm not here, you get you somebody that's going to stay with that book. Amen. And preach that Bible. Amen. And there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. And by the way, the cross, there must be salvation through the death, the burial of the Lord, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't compromise the way. Stay with the stuff. Don't forsake what you've learned. Stay with the book. I'm thankful tonight. When you do it God's way, there is deliverance.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.